Welcome to the Exec NBA Podcast, and today we are continuing our look at our Charlottesville section experience with another interview with a Charlottesville section student. Today we are talking with Christy May. Christy is an IMBA format student in our class of 2019, and she is based in the Washington, D.C. area, and we recently sat down with her to talk with her about what she enjoys about being a Charlottesville section student. Christy, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Brett. I'm happy to be here.
All right. So for our listeners at home, tell us a little bit more about your background.
So I have been working in the D.C. area actually my entire career. I've been here about 15 years. I graduated from undergrad in 2003 and have kind of fallen into my career, which is e-discovery, which is helping companies respond to litigation or other requests for information. And I started out as a paralegal and then continued to explore the technology side of that and have just kind of, I think I've made the most of the opportunities that have been presented to me, but didn't really have any sort of defined path I was following. So found myself a couple of years ago trying to figure out what was next.
And that brings you to the NBA?
It does.
I remember it was a very sunny day in Charlottesville when we met.
Yes,
it was a beautiful day.
Yes, I remember very well, yes.
Yeah. So you come down for a visit.
I did, yeah. And my husband came down with me, and I sat in on a decision analysis class and on a professional advancement course class, I believe. And I really remember, you know, sitting in there and just feeling like this was where I was supposed to be at this point in my career. The discussions in the classroom really resonated with me. And I remember we were talking about how to give professional feedback. And these were things that I was dealing with every single day at work. And I was really, I walked out of there and I remember going back to my husband and saying, yep, this is where I want to be.
What are your favorite things to do in Charlottesville? Obviously, you've gone away, yeah. You're there for a weekend, you're really busy, but
yeah.
My impression from talking with your classmates is that you still find time for other things.
We do. Admittedly, we spend a fair amount of time at Sloaney's Pub, but we also we have several people who are local to Charlottesville or who went to UVA undergrad and have spent a lot of time there. So we are regularly going out to dinners at different restaurants in Charlottesville. One of our classmates owns a studio downtown in Charlottesville, and that's worked out really nicely because we've had the opportunity to have some all-class kind of gatherings there after hours, which has been nice. But yeah, I'm hoping now that the weather's starting to get nicer, we're going to be able to go out and maybe go hiking or go to a winery or something this summer. As I mentioned before we started talking, a lot of us are going to Foxfield, which is the horse race tomorrow. So, yeah, we have fun.
On a non-residency weekend. So to me, that says something about your desire to spend time with your classmates.
Yeah.
See them once a month in weekend residencies.
And next weekend is residency. So I'll be down there.
Two weekends
in
a row.
Yeah.
Well, good. Mm-hmm. So if you were talking with a prospective student about, you know, why Charlottesville,
yeah.
You know, what would you highlight? Say you got like a minute, like an elevator pitch.
So I would probably tell them that you're doing an executive MBA program. You're working full time while you're in school. And in order for you to really get as much as you can get out of the program, it's like anything really, right? You're going to get what you give. And I have found that it has been a very positive experience for me to be in Charlottesville and has allowed me to really, I check out of work. I check in with my family, obviously, but people in my personal life or work life kind of know when I'm at school, I'm at school. And that's a boundary that I set pretty early on. But Charlottesville is just, like you said, a lot of people are not local to Charlottesville. So the fact that we're all traveling in together brings an element to it. and I think, you know, I think it also goes back to the fact that even if you choose Charlottesville, you're still in Roslyn a fair amount. You're not – the Roslyn folks don't really go to Charlottesville as much. I mean, now they're going to go for electives, and they're there for LR1 and LR2. But the Charlottesville folks are in Roslyn, a number of times. And so you're not never going to be in Roslyn. You kind of get the best of both because you get to experience both more.
So you're almost 1 year into the program, mm-hmm. right? You're now in Q5. As I understand, you started distance classes for this quarter.
Yes.
So how's it going so far? Are you enjoying it?
I love it. I tell people this, and it sounds a little bit like an exaggeration, but aside from marrying my husband, I think Darden is the best decision I've made as an adult. I really never thought – I'm shocked at the so it's a very intense program, and no matter what, you can try to prepare for that intensity, but until you're actually living it, you're not going to really understand exactly what that means and what that means for you. And you quickly realize how important time management is. And it's not forever, but I'm one of the things that has really shocked me is how close the sort of intensity of the relationships that I've built in such a short amount of time. I've met people. You don't really meet close friends when you're an adult. It's harder to make friends when you're in your, you've already got your family and you're kind of settled down. And so it's really nice. I mean, I've remember knowing people for, a month and feeling like I'd known them for years. And I have, without a doubt, I know that, some of my best friends for the rest of my life are going to come out of this program.
So I've read this thing recently that to become someone's best friend or a meaningful friend, you have to spend 1,000 hours with that person. So
that's, I'm sure.
So maybe that's a testament to the time that y'all are putting in.
Yeah.
So, and so somewhat related to some of the conversation we've had here, what's been your favorite thing about the program so far?
So it's definitely the people, both, the Darden faculty, the Darden staff that help us. I mean, Kathy and Callie and Anne and Cheryl, they just make everything run so smoothly. And the faculty has just been fantastic. But really, it's been the classmates, I think, that are really making it as enjoyable as it is for me. We're all coming from such different places and able to bring such different perspectives. And I mean, I never walk away from a conversation with someone without learning something new or having something to take away.
So you went on both of the first two global residencies.
I did.
South Africa and China.
Yeah.
South Africa will be replaced by Brazil in the coming year.
Okay.
But South Africa will become a Darden Worldwide course, an elective.
Oh, okay.
That's what we think. And so how are they similar? How are they different? Highlights? There's so many questions about that.
Yeah. So, I am kind of regretting not being a Gimba. I'm not going to lie. I love to travel, and I'm already, considering more than one of the worldwide electives or worldwide courses. I think it's really an opportunity, and it goes back to kind of setting those boundaries, setting those expectations with your work and with your family. But I kind of feel like for these 21 months, I have the ability to say, you know what, I'm going to go do this. And if I have to take additional vacation days or make up for it somehow later, I will. But I have this opportunity, and especially there are so with China, I think, China's somewhere I had always wanted to go, had never been to Asia proper. And with Darden made it, it made it an experience where I didn't have to do a lot of work to figure out where I was going to go, what I was going to do. I was able to really just enjoy the trip and for a week be immersed in the culture get as much as I could get out of it without knowing kind of all the little things were taken care of. But China and South Africa were very different. I will say that the similarities I see are starting in a city that's kind of more industrial or So we started in Johannesburg in South Africa and in Beijing in China, and then went to Cape Town in South Africa and Shanghai in China. And Shanghai and Cape Town were definitely the highlights. Beijing and Johannesburg were great, and they were wonderful experiences. It was much more sort of about the classes and the companies we were going to visit, and what really working in those countries is like. And we did some of that as well in the other places, but the other places just were a little more lively.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, in some ways, you know, Beijing is such a political place, right?
Yes.
It has a very different feel than Shanghai.
Extremely. And so we went to Tiananmen Square and we did the Forbidden City, and we couldn't actually walk through Tiananmen Square. It was shut down because the People's National Congress was meeting, because Xi Jinping had just changed the constitution so that he's president for life, which was, and that's exciting because we were there at that moment. And then we found out, I think I was flying home the day I found out that Kim Jong-un had made a surprise visit to Beijing. So that was all exciting, but yeah.
And you were there in the midst of the tariffs, right?
Yes.
Tariffs,
yep.
Yeah,
and so that's actually something that's been great. There are all these things. So I am not a quant. I am very much a poet. So I will say, accounting and finance have been particularly challenging for me, and I have had to work quite a bit at those courses. But I think making, you know, having GEM, Global Economic Markets, and learning about China and Mexico and India, and especially China during this time when the tariffs and talking about trade wars and, you know, what that means and what the global impacts are, really brings relevance to the topic. It's not something just abstract where, you know, we're working through. It's you open a paper and it's right there. So
your point about not being a quant is interesting, because I talked to a fair number of prospective students, mm-hmm. who have not done a lot of math,
yeah.
and feel a little bit intimidated,
yeah.
by the idea that they're going to have to, uh-huh. do a fair amount of quantitative work.
Yeah.
So what would you say to a person, you know, with a similar profile?
Yeah, I would say the business fundamentals that come out in the summer for the students starting in August, I think it's important to take some time and really and work through those. They lay a very good foundation of the type of information you're going to be learning, and give you something to start with, I think. I will also say that even though I'm not a quant, there are, again, going back to the people, I mean, everyone is so helpful and so willing to help and really genuinely wants to help you learn, that we have accountants in the class. We have people that come from financial backgrounds, and they take the time to help us, you know, make sure that we understand the information. And I really don't think it's a burden on them. I think they enjoy it. I know, I feel like I don't really have as much to offer them, but I think, you know, and you're all learning it together, and you kind of realize you go in there and I was very intimidated. I thought I was going to be the only one that had never taken an accounting course, and that is not at all the case. You're really working through it, kind of as a team.
My impression is that you have to be really honest with yourself, but also be willing to seek out those people who can be helpful to you.
You do. And something else that I have found too, which is interesting. So not only do you learn about time management and what works for you, but you learn kind of how you learn again. And how you learn now is quite likely not how you learned when you were in undergrad or when you had been in school for, you know, however many consecutive years. But also how you learn isn't how others learn. So I know, you know, some of my classmates are very focused on grades, and they're very, you know, they're sort of, I need to get a DP. That's it. You know, and I have found that as we've kind of moved on, I have become more interested in the material that we're learning and making sure that I have, you know, an understanding of it. And if my grade doesn't necessarily, you know, is not as high as I want it to be, it's okay. But, you know, you also have people who start studying for an on-grounds 2 weeks ahead of time. And then you have people that you know, procrastinate and don't start until later. And you have to kind of not let one or the other stress you out. There are too many other stressors in life that you just have to realize that if you can figure out what works for you, then it's going to be okay.
Yeah, everybody finds their rhythm.
Yes, exactly.
So we talk with students about, you know, sort of time management. Feels to me, as somebody who's on the outside, that it takes a few months for people to figure out the schedule.
It does. I would say the first quarter, the first two quarters, it was a lot of, oh, well, that didn't work very well. I guess I'm going to try something different. And then you figure out what works for you. I am someone that preferably likes to be in bed by 9 or 10 at night, and sleep is very important to me. It's not something I'm really willing to sacrifice. But I get up really early and have a little more flexibility throughout the day to be able to do some things. So, it is not a one size fits all. And, you know, a lot of folks in our program have young kids. A handful of our folks have had their first child just in the last, you know, 7 or 8 months. You really just kind of figure out what works for you.
Yeah, we always stress that life still happens while you're in this
program. Oh, very much.
So, you know, we have new moms, new dads,
yep.
You know, adding members to the family.
Mm-hmm.
It's major life events. We had classmates get engaged. People are planning weddings.
Yep. So we had one of our classmates was in distance class with us Saturday morning of his wedding. And he had all of his groomsmen came in and, like, bombarded him in the middle of class. It was kind of funny. And we've had a number of folks already change jobs or, you know, get promotions or, yeah, everything's still very, life very much happens.
Let me ask you a question about the future. Where do you see yourself going?
So that's interesting. When I started Darden, I was a climber, and I would still consider myself a climber. I have not had any huge epiphany about, wow, you know, I want to go into finance. I want to become an accountant. Where has this been all my life? But I am working with the Career Development Center and trying to figure out how to be a little more strategic in what my next move is and then position myself accordingly. And just the idea of being purposeful in that is exciting to me. Like I said, I've just kind of followed the path that's been presented to me and made the most of it. And the idea that it's definitely... you realize kind of just how many opportunities are out there, and the network that you build at Darden is unbelievable and really just opens a lot of doors for you.
So last question here.
Okay.
First of all, thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah, this is fun. Thank you for having me.
So why Darden?
So I have wanted to go to UVA since I was in eighth grade. I had a UVA baseball cap that I wore every single day, and I grew up in Connecticut, and so I was out of state, and as I got through high school, I realized I went to a small liberal arts school, so UVA did not really fit the profile of schools that I really wanted when I started looking at it, but UVA, I've just always loved it, the reputation that Darden has certainly drew me to it. And the case study method has been really interesting. I like that we are an active part of our learning and our, you know, contributing, our classmates are contributing to our learn, or my classmates are contributing to my learning, and I'm contributing to theirs. And it's not just us sitting and being talked at. But it's really much more engaging and, and I love it.
So appreciate the fact that you wore a Darden sweatshirt for your podcast.
I also wear Darden gear when I take my finals.
superstitious?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know that it's helped that much, but...
Well, Christy, have a great time at Fox View.
Thanks.
And thank you so much for being here on
Thanks,
the
Brett. Thanks for having me.
Christy May, an In Before Matt student in our Charlottesville section in our class of 2019. Of course, if you have comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the podcast, we are all ears. You can be reached at exec, that's EXEC, MBA at darden.virginia.edu. And until next time, thanks for listening.